Hello, Mixed Nuke. Sorry. Hello, Mixed Nutcases. This is Nuke Jess, and this is day 15 of the dog days of podcasting. And today, I've got a special episode for you. Well, I have a... All right, so today was a bit of a day, and had a bunch of things that I had to deal with that I can't actually talk about on the podcast. And so that's not that exciting for you guys to hear me complain or express stress about. But yes, so today, after all of this other unpleasantness, I finally started planning the festivities for my 40th birthday. I am turning 40 on Friday. I have not done any planning. I have been saying from the past few months that I should do something. I should do something to celebrate it. And I haven't really celebrated my birthday in the last 2 years because tech has been out in the field and, you know, it's just not fun. But this year is really cool because he took the entire week off for my birthday. So we were spending the entire week together, which is awesome and wonderful and everything I could want. But I haven't actually planned what we were going to do. And one of the things I was thinking about doing was going to St. Thomas for another Aikido thing. But I just really don't want to spend 3 to 4 hours in the car there and 3 to 4 hours in the car back and for a day and spend a lot of money. And yeah, even though I'm trying to do as much Aikido as I can this August, it just wasn't what I was looking forward to. And so as I started figuring out the availability of my local friends, which, by the way, all of my local friends are Aikido related because I have no life here. If there was such a thing as a transporter, I could get my friends from all the other places that I've lived and the different friends that I have all over the world. I couldn't fit them all in my house. But locally, yeah, I haven't really done much socializing outside of Aikido, which is nice because then I don't have to cancel plans or never be available to do things with people because I'm doing Aikido. So I was figuring out the availability of those people and figuring out what night to host things. We're going to do some food and we're going to do some games. We've got a lot of awesome board games, so I do plan on having fun with that. I'm not sure that these people are board game people, but I'm going to introduce them to board games and they're going to become board game people. Or we're just going to like hang out and chat and drink in my house and play videos. Whatever. That could also happen and that would also be really cool. So we're going to have some sushi. Tech's going to make some ribs. He's also going to make some mussels because, yay, mussels. We can get some pretty decent mussels here. Not so much the clams, but yeah, clams are my favorite, but I love seafood. So anything that was in the water, I will eat pretty much. And so that should be a lot of fun. But I realized that, yeah, I've got a little bit of anxiety, I guess, when it comes to my birthday. Growing up, I used to always say that it was awesome to have my birthday in August because it meant I didn't have to celebrate during school. One of the reasons for that is nobody would come to my birthday party as a kid. Now, my family, we only did birthday parties every other year because there's 9 of us and it's too much. Although it was 8 of us back then, but it's too much to do a birthday all the time for everybody. But the few times I did have a birthday party, it was awful. My mom had to make their moms make them come, and I hated it. And anybody that was even slightly nice to me during my birthday went back to being mean to me once school started. So I always preferred having my birthday on the boat with an Entenmann's Louisiana crunch cake. That was the special thing. And if we were home, well, it was an ice cream cake, but I mean, having your birthday on the boat was pretty darn special. And then, that was my deal. But, you know, as an adult, the few times I have really celebrated my birthday, I mean, I make a big deal about my birthday, but it's never like a huge party or anything. I did all the planning. And one time it was pretty disastrous, but that was mostly having to do with my parents getting divorced. And the other time was my 30th birthday, and it was a blast, and it was awesome. And it really was like the last time that I gathered all my people in New York before moving away. So that was really cool. But now I'm 40, and just asking people for availability just triggered all of those old insecurities. And it's really funny because I make a big deal about people's birthdays. I mean, I think that everybody should celebrate their birthday. I know some people aren't comfortable with it. And when I know that, I try to respect that. I know there is a certain dog day person that is not so crazy about his rotation around the sun. And so I don't say anything. I had a friend that would get really angry around his birthday. And so I would just avoid him and give him his space. But pretty much everyone else, I wish them a happy whatever their name is, because everybody's birthday should be celebrated like a national holiday, and you should put a lot of emphasis into it. And yet, I don't go so crazy about my own. I did get a really awesome present for my birthday, which was kind of also anniversary present, but yeah, we upgraded my camera, so it's still one of the Rebels, but it's newer, and I can do video on it, and it's clearer, and it's got, you know, a bigger sensor, and I like it, and all of my old lenses work on it, so yay. So that's my birthday present, is my camera that I share with Tech. I also really dig getting an H4 or an H4N, but yeah, we'll see. So, what show are we going to talk about after all of this, like, anxieties and insecurities? Misfits. It's a show from, it's not the BBC, but it's a British show, and it was on Sky Network, I think? I can't remember. It's awesome, and you know how in a lot of superhero shows, it's these good, clean-cut, awesome, you know, noble people that get superpowers. Well, what if a bunch of delinquents were the ones getting superpowers? That's what happens with the Misfits. All of these people are on community service for probationary reasons, and there's a storm, and they get superpowers, and they later interact with other people that had superpowers, but they're basically our heroes, and they kind of form a team, and it is awesome. And the acting is fantastic, especially Owen Renahan, which I'm sure I'm mispronouncing his name because it's Gaelic, and even though that's my family, I can't do Gaelic. But you will know him as Ramsay Snow from Game of Thrones, and he is fantastic because in the beginning you think this guy's really creepy, and then somewhere in season two you're like, dang, this guy's really sexy. And it's really a shocker how he can make you change your feelings about him. And then to see him as Ramsay Snow, it was, ooh, he's a really good actor. He's the best actor on the show. But all of the acting is pretty top-notch. I mean, maybe one of the characters one of the actors is a bit weak, but simply because he's next to all of these other amazing actors. And it's fantastic. It's absolutely fantastic. And I think everyone should check it out. Oh, and Catelyn Stark is one of the kids' mom, which is pretty funny. It came out several years ago. The first three seasons are the main seasons, okay? That's one whole story arc. It went on for two other seasons, or series, as the Brits say. But those are new characters, and you don't actually have to watch those other seasons. As I call them, they're the fan fiction years. There's some really good episodes in there, but it's not the main story. And if you decide that you're done, that's totally fine. But I liked all of them, but the first three, that's that main season story arc, rather. You know, it's kind of like Supernatural. First five, that's one story. Everything else, you know, is fan fiction. Now, when I say fan fiction, I'm not being dismissive. I like fan fiction. So there you go. I highly recommend it. And we're gonna pair that with a nice Cornetto, which in North America, or at least in the States, I think it's also known as a Cornetto here. That's just an ice cream cone that's prepackaged. And yeah, Misfits and a Cornetto.
Nutty Bites is produced by Nimlas Studios under a Creative Commons Attribution No Commercial Non-Derivatives 3.0 International License. That means you can't change it without my permission. You can share it and send it to your friends. Just link back to me, my site, and everything. We live at nimlas.org, which has links to everything social media, including facebook.com/group/nuttybites and patreon.com/nukejoss, or call 347-NUTTY42.